Well, hey, bestie. It's B.
Welcome or welcome back. We're getting into all the things on committing to yourself, okay? I'm tired of you making excuses on why you can't show up for yourself. I'm tired of doing it myself too, and I'm about to expose myself to so many degrees. But you know what? We're gonna do this together. A little housekeeping. I'm on every social platform under Hey Bria Jones. I would love it if you hung out with me on TikTok and Instagram. We have a good time. I promise I'm a little fun outside of this YouTube channel. Secondly, if you ever feel like, man, I love Bestie B's videos, I want to support her, hit me with a like, hit me with a comment, hit me with a share. That's really nice of you. Most importantly, that watch time, baby, you doing me a solid, okay? Thank you in advance. It means a lot. Now let's get to this tea, okay? Because it's piping hot. So we know this year's been a little ant for your girl, and I am coming out on the other side of that. It's honestly really cool having this experience publicly. I am my own case study. You can see the change in me. If you just go back to my videos a few months ago, see where I was, see where I am now. We have done a 180, you guys. Sometimes I'm like, man, it sucks to go through these things, but then I'm like, wow, at least I could use it for good and maybe help someone else that might be going through something similar. I wanted to talk about this vicious cycle I was going through this year that in part was definitely also due to depression. I think looking back now that I'm out of that situation, some of what I was experiencing with depression and anxiety was fueled significantly from not showing up for myself. So what's interesting is in my case, everything kind of started very slowly. I slowly started to compromise my routine. I slowly started to drop the ball on myself. So first it started with like, you know, I'm gonna skip this workout this morning. I'm not gonna get up. I'm gonna sleep in. I'm gonna snooze. Now I know damn well, if I don't work out in the morning, I am not working out. It's not gonna happen, okay? If I miss my morning window, even if I tell myself, look, I'm gonna work out later, I'm not working out later. But it's okay to have the sick days, the off days, the days when you're just not, you gotta take the mental health break. But for me, one day turned to 1 week, and 1 week turned to a month, and before you know it, I was not getting up early like I used to. I used to get out of bed at like 5 a.m. due to supporting my mental health. Knowing that I have that personality and that temperament and that I have to get up early to have a successful day, I did not show up for myself when I kept making excuses to sleep in longer and skip that workout. Obviously, you know, when you work out, you get the happy release of chemicals, the dopamine, the serotonin, things that someone like me who has a little more sensitivity to mood fluctuations, I have to work out for so many reasons. And it's not just for the aesthetics, okay? It's to keep me sane. So that's how I started not showing up for myself initially. And I'm able to be honest with myself now about that. But for a while, I would say things like, you know, I need to give myself grace. I need to just be kind to myself and sleep in. My body is telling me to sleep in. Excuse me. Yeah, your body is gonna love to sleep, but also you're not helping your body, Bria. The workouts then led to me kind of falling into not taking care of other areas of my life. When it came to nutrition, I started to not show up for myself there as well and slowly slipping and slipping. I used to sit down, right? Me and AJ would like make a menu for the week and say, here's what we're having for dinner this week. No. We went crazy with takeout. And there's nothing wrong with having takeout here and there, but obviously the nutritional value is just not gonna be like it is when you cook at home. In addition to not having good workout habits, now my food is also being affected. Then we see the spiral of my mental and physical health. So now I'm not feeling good mentally, and now because of the nutrition, I'm starting to see a difference physically, which is now leading me to have issues with my confidence and my body image and blah, 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 blah. But most importantly, I don't feel good anymore. I feel tired, I feel sluggish, I feel unmotivated. And it's these two little decisions that I made to not show up for myself in these areas that had a huge impact on me. Now, I'm not saying this is entirely the reason why I was dealing with depression and anxiety, but I am saying that they are a huge factor in helping me stay above water and keeping me in a really good place. I stopped showing up for myself, okay? The thing is, when you start to let yourself down in one area, it gets really easy to continue to let yourself down in other areas. So this is a big piece of commitment to yourself, the consequence. We obviously show up for work because there is a consequence. If you don't show up, you're just gonna get fired. They're going to replace you. There are consequences for your actions. With me, my consequences happen slowly over time, so it was really easy for me to not see the effects of it until all of a sudden, I'm overwhelmed, I'm drowning, I have no routine, I have no motivation, I'm completely knocked off my path because it has been a very sneaky, slow change. Initially, you're like, oh, there's no consequence for sleeping in because you're not gonna fire yourself. That's what's hard about committing to yourself because we're not gonna punish ourselves. Now, we might feel a little bit of guilt, a little bit of shame, a little bit of frustration, but more than likely, we'll get over it. But the consequence might show up for you later. You have to think forward. Like, what I'm doing today is gonna show up in the next 90 days. So I try to think of it like that. Even especially like with food, I notice if the week before, like I go on vacation, I'm eating like a human garbage can. I don't feel it then. I feel it the next week. I see it, I feel it, I'm puffy, I feel like slow, I'm probably constipated as hell. The effects that you're doing today are not gonna show up in this moment. You're going to see them in the future, especially when you're being consistent with these habits. And I think what trips us all up is we're so caught up in like instantaneous results. That is not real life. That's not gonna happen. If you wanna see real change in your life, you have got to be consistent. Just when you're making progress, you drop the ball on yourself because you're not seeing it, right? You gotta get out of that mindset and remind yourself that what I'm doing today, I'm gonna be so proud of myself for in the next 90 days. Back to consequences. I realized I wasn't getting things done because I had no consequences for myself, but I needed to create some consequences for myself, okay? Because I wanna get out of this bad cycle, this bad headspace more than anybody. So who gonna do it? Not some little magical genie. Bestie B's gotta show up for herself. No one is coming to save you, okay? With love and light, you are your only hero, okay? It is nobody's fault that you don't take care of yourself. These are all things you have got to make time for because you are worth it. So stop creating these ideas that, oh, like it doesn't matter, because I know half of you that have kids, you would do it for your kids, you would do it for a friend, a family member, you would go out of your way for them, but why not you? So with me, I had to create some consequences. Like I said, I started with the working out. So I said, okay, twice a week, we're gonna do something. Now, what consequence can I give myself to make sure that I'm getting a workout in? So I hired a personal trainer and I got a damn good one, okay? I was incredibly honest with her about where I was when I started and she has seen me progress throughout this. Now I get we can't all hire a personal trainer, but before I hired Julia, my trainer, I bought like credits. A lot of you know I love hot Pilates. It's something that really, really helped me in my dark days to just get in that room of like 100 degrees and shake some ass. And also if you're in Dallas, I'm getting a code soon for that. If you wanna do a free class there and come work out with me, just come follow me on Instagram for that. Sorry, side note. But yeah, I love that workout, right? So I had to pick something, one that I loved, that I knew I would be excited to go to, but still have that consequence. So you've got like, I think 24 hours to cancel that class or you get charged. I'm not trying to lose money like that. In this economy, I'm not stupid. So I would do things where if I canceled too late, there were repercussions. That really kept me accountable. You know, two workouts a week really was like the goal for me. And once I got that down pat, I was just like really good at working out again and got into my little system. It took me a while to fully enjoy it. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I had to create that consequence to at least start showing up for myself. So think about the areas in your life where you're not showing up for yourself and you need to commit. How can you create a consequence for yourself? You don't gotta like bang your head on the wall or anything, but how can you integrate something that's going to make you be like, nah, I can't drop the ball on myself. Now, if a consequence doesn't work for you, there's another tactic that I think could work for you. I've talked about this before. My first semester of college, I was a little party girl. I was having too much of a time. I was not going to class. My GPA reflected all of that. It really caught me off guard too. I don't know, I was delusional as fuck to think that I was gonna have good grades. Like I was borderline on probation. I sat on that idea and I was like, okay, I can have fun, but I need to get serious here. I thought about that tuition. I thought about how much munties I was wasting. So what did we do? We printed out our tuition and I put it next to my bed. So when I woke up, I saw that number and I was like, let me get my ass up. You don't want to waste money like that. And look, my parents were helping me pay for that. And also, I was paying for that, okay? I'm still paying for that. Like this video for the AdSense so I can pay off my student debt. But I was like, if this is going to be how much we're investing into my future, I need to get the fuck up. What am I doing? That's disgusting, Bria. And it worked. I had to do a little shame tactic on myself, but it wasn't really shame. It was more so just like a harsh reminder that here I am presented with an opportunity to go to college, one of the first in my family given the opportunity to finish college, and I'm out here busting it down in somebody's fraternity basement. Like, what? So I had to flip that script and give myself a visual reminder. If a visual reminder works better for you, then try something like that, but make sure it's a good one, okay? Just look at how this one little decision to not wake up and go to class impacted my entire GPA. And oftentimes, it starts by just getting your ass out of the bed. Isn't that crazy? This is a huge part, at least in my circumstances. I gotta get out of bed because clearly these are where my issues are coming from. Me loving to sleep way too much. Now, the other tactic, if this works for you, is to just be brutally honest with yourself, okay? Why wasn't I showing up for myself in certain areas? And even this year, why was I not choosing me? And it came down to my confidence being really low. The way I saw my self-worth at that point, it was all really low. I didn't think I was worthy of actually seeing change in my life and becoming this version of myself that was happier and healthier. I didn't think I deserved that. I didn't think I could even do it because I didn't have trust with myself. I had dropped the ball so many times that I forgot that I was capable. I needed to build that trust back up with myself and my body and my confidence, everything. Like, I needed to get good with me again. So that's where we had to take the steps with, you know, creating consequences for myself. Just taking myself more serious, period. Respecting myself enough to say, I know you don't want to do this, but you're going to have to. Like, we just saw this TikTok, AJ and I, where this girl was like gentle parenting herself and she's like getting out of bed and she's talking to herself like, I know you don't want to get up. We have to get up. I mean, you literally have to do that sometimes. You have to like coach yourself through these moments. You don't have your mom or dad or whoever knocking on your door at 8 a.m. telling you get ready for school, get ready for work. You are that now. So let's get on up. You need to show up for yourself. The harsh reality is that I was making up excuses for myself. That's it. Nobody was stopping me from getting to class. The professors weren't being too hard on me. Like, I definitely said all of those things, okay? And even this year, I was in this life isn't fair mode. And life isn't fair. We can become victim to our circumstances, but your reaction and your response is going to define how you go through life. It's going to define where you end up in the next 6 months, the next year, all of that. So how are you going to show up for yourself? Now that I did that guide for you, and you know, it really has been a 90-day thing for me to show up for myself and just say, we're gonna do this regardless, to where today, after the first 90 days of this, I crave my routine, I crave my workout, I find ways to make it work. Like today when I'm going to the airport, I couldn't do my 2-hour work and walk on my walking pad, but I did 70 minutes instead. Okay, cool. And when I get to the airport, I'm gonna be walking around pacing. So if you see me, say what's up. But I'm not finding excuses anymore to not move my body. I'm not finding excuses anymore to not eat the way I need to eat to support my mental health. We're not doing it anymore because I said so, and I'm tired. I'm tired of me just creating excuses and playing victim. At some point, you're just like, oh my God, shut up, like to yourself. Like, we can sit here and wallow, or we can like get real with ourselves. Sometimes you need to like mean girl yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just like boss up on yourself real quick because you need a little tough love if that's what you need. Or maybe you need the gentle parent. I don't care. Whatever you need to do, do it. We've talked consequences. We've talked visual reminder. Now we're gonna talk about one more thing to help you start committing to yourself. And that is changing your perspective about you. So how are we gonna do that? I have an example for you real quick. So I was talking to AJ and I was like, yeah, you know, when one day when I'm pregnant, I feel like it's just gonna be so easy for me to like eat as good as I possibly can in terms of like nutrition and stuff, aside from if I'm vomiting, nauseous and everything. I'm just saying, like, if and when I can eat pregnant, I'm gonna go for the most nutritional things that my body allows me to go for, given the food aversions or whatever may happen, I know. But it posed a really good question because AJ said something along the lines of, why don't you just like start doing that now? Why can't you just do that for yourself? And I was like, damn, I don't know. I guess I don't care too much. Then I saw like this image in my head of like baby Bria. And I was like, aw, I could do it for her. Maybe she's worth it. Why can't I do it for me? And for whatever reason, seeing myself in this little kid form and seeing the way like I'm treating myself, I was like, ugh. Because my little inner child is still with me. Your inner child is still with you. You need to think of yourself in that form. What did little you need? Why can't you do it now? You don't need to say, oh, I'm gonna do this when. Now, you're worth it. Look at little you. They're worth it. That really did something and struck a chord with me that just kind of made me snap, honestly. Like, what am I doing? Why can't I see myself as worth it? Why do I think I need to create an entire human to take myself seriously? Like, what? That's so weird, right? I don't need to create a human to show up for myself. In fact, I think the complete opposite. I need to show up for myself now before I make any kind of human, because I know that when I have kids, they're going to be watching me, whether they're aware of it, whether you're aware of it. Kids watch what we do and they pick up on how we talk to ourselves, how we show up for ourselves, how we treat ourselves. And if anything, I want my future kids to learn that no one is going to save you. You have to show up for you when mommy and daddy aren't around, right? So building those ideas in their head, I think, are really important and special. And it's those things that we don't verbally always communicate that really teach the biggest lessons. When I thought about that, I was like, yeah, well, now's the time for me to really commit to myself if I'm thinking about having kids in the next few years or whatever. So I will say that is a huge motivation for me. I'm not like ready to have kids, so like calm down. But I am saying that it could be something I want to do in the near future. I don't know. And I want to feel like, one, I'm committed to myself so I can be fully committed to that baby, to the relationships around me, to my work. It's just, I know that when I commit to myself, everything else seems to be working out a lot better too. And I'm showing up for those areas of my life so much better because it starts with me. And when I wasn't showing up for myself, I saw it in my work. Oh, I saw it so bad in my work. I mean, you guys know how many videos was like, I can't make a video today. Sorry, no vid today. Like, I wasn't showing up for myself, so I couldn't even show up for you guys. Like, how could I? So it started with me. And then, you know, once I got myself back on track, everything else was a lot easier. So the next time you want to drop the ball on yourself, I want you to think of that little version of you, or think of your kids. Think of all the reasons you have to make that small decision of getting up in the morning, of doing that workout. It's not just a workout. It's the little thing in your life that is the catalyst to so much better for you if you're consistent with it. And also keep this in mind. If you're a believer in the law of attraction and manifestation or whatever you want to call it, if you don't show up for yourself, that's gonna be reflected in everything else. People aren't gonna show up for you the way you want. If you don't respect yourself, how do you expect everyone else to respect you when you don't even think you deserve that respect first, right? It starts with you. So work on that and remember that we have to be our biggest advocate, our biggest cheerleaders. Start looking at yourself as that bitch that deserves everything and more because you really are, and start treating yourself that way, okay? If you gotta pretend you're Beyonce when you wake up, because you know Beyonce is not hitting snooze. So why are we? Like, I know we don't sell out concerts, we're not making like Renaissance albums, but we are just as worth it as Beyonce. Hate to break it to you, and if you don't believe that, bestie, we need to have a talk. For me, now, I have non-negotiables with myself. It's we do this every day, period. No excuses. We figure it out. Even if my day is a little weird, we do certain things every single day. For me, it's movement and trying to eat a mostly whole food diet because that is what supports me me being my best version of myself. Even if there are some days when I don't get as much movement, or even if there are some days where I might have not as much whole foods, but I'm still trying to implement them. It doesn't matter. I still have to just do the best I can, because those are my non-negotiables. And I have a contract with myself now, because I respect myself that much. And you need to do that with yourself. So figure out, what are your non-negotiables that are gonna help you become the best version of yourself? What is going to help you show up in this world to be a light to everyone around you and yourself? You don't need to depend on friends, family, any outside sources to get you to where you need to be. It's all within you. And over time, when you keep these non-negotiables with yourself, you are going to see the change. You are going to see the benefit, but stop expecting it to happen overnight. You gotta stick with it for a while, okay? You're not gonna see those results maybe for months, maybe for a year, but you will see the results of you showing up for yourself, and it's gonna be amazing. And you're gonna come back to this video and be like, oh my God, thank you for this, because you were right, because I did it too. So to recap, create consequences for yourself, create visual reminders for yourself, change your perspective on who you are, and understand that you deserve everything now and you are worth showing up for. And put some picture of your like inner child somewhere, like just for funsies, so that you can also remember like you're doing it for them. I love you guys. I hope this helped. Comment down below, in what areas of your life are you gonna create non-negotiables? How are you gonna start showing up for yourself? Let me hear from you. And if you like this video, give it a thumbs up, share with a friend. As per usual, I'll see you guys next week.